Sometimes, friends, we find ourselves asking others to simply make up their mind or make a choice. A question of old allows you and I to see our choices and if they are the best choices. That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words always. And friends, again, we are delighted you have chosen to be with us today from the International Gospel Hour. Hey, friends, we'd like to let you know that we are available on a number of podcast platforms. Now, you very well may be listening to our broadcast via a podcast option or here on your favorite station. Wherever you may be listening to us, we thank you for listening to us. And if you don't mind, our phone number, toll-free, is 855-444-6988. When you have a moment, give us a call and just say, I listen to your broadcast on. You don't have to leave your name or anything if you'd prefer, but just let us know where you're listening to our broadcast. We'd like to know of the stations that are using our broadcast, of our listeners, or podcast options. Just a quick call and let us know, and we'd appreciate that. You know, Elijah the prophet asked a question long ago that we read in the context of 1 Kings 18, 17 through 40. It's a context that presented a discussion with the prophet of God, Elijah, and the wicked ruler of Israel, Ahab. Now, in previous broadcasts, we've looked at this question, but today we want to look a little bit more in depth. And from their discussion, Elijah called out the prophets of Baal by showing them there was no Baal, as the power of God came upon the altar of sacrifice via fire and water and consumed everything. Now, within all of this, a question was asked of the children of Israel, specifically in verse 21. The old King James Version said, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" Or in other words, "How long will you falter?" Another translation, "How long will you waver? How long will you hesitate? How long will you go limping?" In other words, how long are you going onward with indecision? Choose God or choose the world. Friends, choose God or choose the world. There are our choices today. Let's learn a few lessons from our text of 1 Kings 18. But first, a few words about our social media at International Gospel Hour.
International Gospel Hour is on Instagram. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and you're set. You can keep up with International Gospel Hour on Instagram and feel free to share our content. Thank you so much.
Friends, let's learn some lessons from here in 1 Kings 18. How long will you go limping, or how long will it be with indecision? Let's learn some lessons from this point in the life of Elijah, along with Ahab, in 1 Kings 18, 17 through 40. Number one, we are never outnumbered when it comes to God. That takes us back to verse 22 of 1 Kings 18. We are never outnumbered when it comes to God. Here's Elijah versus the 450 prophets of Baal and an additional 400 that were in the grove, so a total of 850 prophets. Now, when you think about it, God's people are always in the minority in the world. When you think about the comparison in the teaching of Jesus with the straight and narrow and the wide way in Matthew 7, 13 through 14, the straight or the narrow, few there be that find it, but wide is the gate and broad is the way, and many there be that go in thereat to destruction. In Matthew 20 and verse 16, as well as Matthew 22:14, many are called, but few are chosen. When we look at the parable of the sower and the seed in Luke chapter 8, only 25% of the seed came forth and was profitable. Well, let's be reminded of the words of Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There's no need to waver between the two. Choose God always and know God's people are never outnumbered. But second, when we study this text of 1 Kings 18, we note between verses 17 and 21 and verses 23 through 25 this lesson. Tell false doctrine to prove itself. You see, Elijah presented a correct argument. The Bible says in 1 Kings 16:33 that Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Now, truly, in this context of 1 Kings 18, Ahab was the troubler, yet Ahab accused Elijah of being the troubler. Now, think with me, folks. Who is really the troubler today? Is it the one with knowledge or the one who is ignorant of the Bible? Hosea 4 and verse 6 gives us that answer. How about the one embracing and engaging in the works of darkness? Well, we note in Ephesians 5:11, we are to have no fellowship with them. So Elijah presented a correct argument. He said, you are the one that troubled Israel, and he backed it up because Elijah was for the Lord. And in turn, he presented a correct proposal. Call upon your God, and I'll call upon mine. Would it have been a good thing for Ahab, for Elijah to have been proven wrong? Elijah said, look, you want to follow Baal? Call upon him. Here, we'll set up the altar. Call upon him. Cry out. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's not listening. Friends, truth is never the enemy. We must stand against error, against the Word of God. And when we do so, error will lose every time because we can know the truth, and the truth will make us free. John 8:32. Here's another lesson to learn from Elijah's question. Friends, you and I can make a choice, but that choice can be wrong. Verses 26 through 29 of 1 Kings 18, let's think on this. Now consider our question, how long will you waver between two opinions? How long are you going to do this? Friends, you cannot be in the middle. Or as the line goes in the old hymn concerning Christ, neutral you cannot be. We note that from Matthew 6:24, we have to make a choice. Now, you had those who followed Baal regardless, these 850 total prophets, and today there are those that make no attempt to follow God, Acts 17:22 through 31, much like Pharaoh in the long ago who said in Exodus 5 and verse 2, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? But you had those who said nothing from 1 Kings 18:21. But know this, friends, either we are for or we are against God. For Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 30, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. And then you had Elijah, the true worshiper who knew God was on his side. And no matter how early, midday, or late, Baal was not going to answer. Do you know why Baal did not answer them? Because he did not even exist. He was not there. Well, friends, your choice and mine may be wrong, and if the choice is wrong, then fix it. You can be sincere, but you and I can be sincerely wrong, friends. Here's the fourth lesson. When people see God's power through the Scripture, they will embrace God's power. That wraps up the study of 1 Kings 18, verses 30 through 40. For Elijah's faith, his boldness, his commitment to God influenced others. What Elijah said on behalf of God came forth as truth because it was truth, because it came from God. When we think about the Scripture, when we see God's power, I love to embrace and love to read 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete or perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, friends, how grateful we are for God's power through His Word. You know, we're in a world today that there's a lot of weird thinking, friends. A lot of sincere but wrong thinking. But you know, the Bible is always right. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, here is our J-Web with a free gift just for you for listening today to our broadcast at International Gospel Hour.
Our popular free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, one need not waver between the right and wrong when one is convinced that we're never outnumbered when it comes to God. And we are not obligated to believe something the Bible does not say nor teach. And we are not committed to staying wrong in any matter. We can change our mind, and we must not turn away from the power of the Lord in our lives. And when these things are in our minds, then we are ready for a change, and we will not waver any longer. How thankful we are for Elijah's question of long ago. We don't need to waver between two things. Choose God. Respond to Him in faith, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Through that faith, embrace the change of our hearts, repentance, in Acts 2, verse 38, and Acts 17, 30 and 31. Confess our faith in Jesus Christ, Matthew 16, verse 16, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2, and verse 38, to be saved, Mark 16, 16. When we do that, we will choose God and walk for Him. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Let us hear from you if we can be of help. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.